We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim Lesuda, Halacha Vov, in the middle of paragraph Chav Vov. Viato bePesach tzrichin shtei rechitzos. And now at the Seder night, we have to wash our hands twice. Shemikoy demachilas hakarpas noitlin gam ken yodol. Before eating the karpas, the vegetable, we wash our hands also. Shezehu simen urchatz. It's called urchatz. Loimar, this is to teach us. Shafilu achila zois shomat yerek ein bekoichilam shekimayde bitochin bechazdecholavad. Rav Nosson Zal says a tremendous thing here. We mentioned earlier that karpas is vegetable. Bread is a higher level. Bread is human. Vegetable, in comparison to bread, vegetable is like animal food. Rav Nosson Zal wants to say here now that the symbolism in that we wash our hands before eating bread, and we even wash our hands before eating vegetable at the Seder night, is that we're showing that even when it comes to eating vegetables, which is the most simple thing, even that, we can't eat it without showing our trust in Hashem, without trusting and realizing that it comes only from Hashem. Leimar, to declare, Shafilu achila zois shalmat yerek, even this eating of a little bit of vegetable, ein bekoichi lahamshich, I cannot draw it upon myself, kim al yidei bitochin bechaz decholavad, without trusting in Hashem. Vize ikar shleimus habitochin. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is what's called being a solid citizen when it comes to bitochin, trusting in Hashem. Shafilu kishehodam banius ubedachkus godol. Even when the person is going through extreme poverty, uparnososai mitzumtzemes ma'oid, and his parnosa is extremely constricted, ve'ein loikim ma'at yerek, and all he has is a little bit of vegetables, al yaharher achar midosov. He shouldn't think anything negative about Hashem, chas v'shalom, whatsoever. Rak yoimar, haloi gam ze amat yerek hu chesed niflo me'ashem izbora. But rather, his attitude should be, I realize that even this little bit of vegetable that I have is only from Hashem, and it's only out of Hashem's kindness to me that I have it. Al kein ani boteach boi. And once I realize that, I trust in Hashem. Ki hu alikim horoyoi sibimat yerek hazeh, hu yochel afarnaseini bekovoi voishogodol koritzoinoi. That the Hashem, who is providing me with this little bit of vegetable, has the ability to provide me with wealth and to provide for me in an honorable, respectable way. It doesn't take anything extraordinary in terms of effort on Hashem's part to be able to provide for me. Hashem is the one who makes the decision to whom to elevate and who to lower. V'yesh l'rameis she'al kein kinuhu razal b'shem karpas. And Rav Nosson Zal says, I would like to say that maybe this is why the rabbis call this little bit of vegetable karpas. You know why? V'chol ha'meforshim tumurim al zeh. And all the commentaries wonder about this. It's a strange name to give this little portion of vegetable, because karpas is actually a very fancy type of silk, a very elegant type of material that's used in clothing. Achal pianal yesh l'rameis, she'ato b'yitzies Mitzrayim b'tchilas ha'gula, sho Yisrael chazokim moed moed b'bitochim. It's coming to teach us that now, at the time that the Jews were leaving Egypt, when the Jews were very, very powerful in their trust in Hashem, k'may shekosov, as the Pasuk says, v'gam tzeido lo yasu lahem, they didn't prepare any food. They said, who needs food? We're going with Hashem. We're okay. No problem. V'hakosuv mishabchon moed al zeh, and the Pasuk praises them immensely about this. K'may shekosov, as it says, Zochartu lo chesed nurayech. Hashem says, I remember the wonderful thing that you did when you were young. Lechtech acharai bamidbor, that you're willing to follow me in the desert blindly. Kama Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi says there, you didn't require any preparation or anything like that. Al kein onu mamshichim atoleinu habitochim bazeh. And therefore, now when we are sitting at the Seder, we're drawing upon ourselves this trust in Hashem. We trust and we believe that even this tiny piece of vegetable that I have is only from Hashem. And it's only out of Hashgoch of Hashem that it's come to me. And this is why we call it Karpas, Shehu Shem Shel Bigdei Meshi Yikorim. Karpas is a name of very, very expensive silk cloth. As it says in the Megillas Esther, that in the meal that Ahasuerus prepared, where he wanted to show off his wealth, he displayed all kinds of elegant materials. Chur, Karpas, Techeles, all kinds of very fancy materials. Klomar, Anu Beiteach Shehakol Biyadecha. By us referring to this little piece of vegetable as Karpas, we're saying, Hashem, we trust that everything is in your hands. V'zeh hama'at yerek hu chidish niflo kamay levushim yekoram and yekoram karpas. And this little piece of vegetable that I'm eating at the Seder is as much a miracle as fancy, elegant silk clothing that you would give me. And I trust and I believe that you, Hashem, have the ability to dress me in the most elegant clothing, you know, in the greatest wealth. Because everything is only in your hands, Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the most important way, the most effective way, that a person gets rid of moichin de katnus, being in a low frame of mind and elevating himself to an expanded consciousness. Vize ikar tikkun hoanius. And this is the main way that a person corrects his state of poverty. Shebishvil ze nikra hamatzo lechem oini. Shehu tikkun lohoini. And this is why in one of the names of matzah it's called lechem oini, because it's a tikkun for the poverty. Because the main way that a person gets to Moichin de Gatlus and to Parnosa and close to Hashem is through trust. That's what's symbolized by the matzah, which was baked on the run when they were in a big rush. The Jews were chased out of Egypt, and they did not prepare, they didn't make any lengthy preparations of food. Why? Because they trusted in Hashem. V'zehu gam kein achilas hakarpas, sherechtzim yodav oichlen oisei kodem kol macholim. And that's also the symbolism in eating karpas, where we wash our hands before we eat it, and we eat it prior to the other foods, l'chazek habitochim mitachles tachles o'anius, to strengthen our trust in Hashem, even from the state of the lowest poverty. Even if we're in the lowest poverty category, we're still starting to strengthen our trust in Hashem. Livtoyach by Bishu also, to have confidence in Hashem's salvation. Ki akol mimeni yisporch levad, that everything is only from Hashem. V'ho yishav akol et mulfonav, and wealth is only from Hashem. Shaydezeh megarshin horuach shtus. When a person has that kind of attitude, that's what helps them get rid of all their foolishness. Bechinas shatu ha'am v'loktu. The foolishness with which other people struggle to earn a living and, you know, etc., etc. V'zoichin le'das hanal, shubechinas kloli yisoy lomoy, shubechinas galgal achoyzer, ha'mavur abator shal galto shivet ha'chmasa. And then the person is zoichin to das, which is the uniting of upper and lower worlds, which is the concept of the dreidel that spins around, which is mentioned in Sichoi Saran, which we touched in, you know, many pages back. Shehu b'china zeyashpil zeyorim, the concept Hashem lowers and Hashem elevates. Hamagbihi lo shoves, hameshpil alirois bashmayim voretz. Hashem was exalted, and yet he lowers himself to look at what's going on in heaven and earth. Mekimi me'ofer dol, Hashem lifts up the poor man from the dust. Me'ashpil siyorim evyo, and he takes him out of the dirt. Bechinas Hashem moirish umashir. As the Pasuk says, Hashem impoverishes and Hashem gives wealth. Mashpil af Moraimim. He humbles and he elevates. Shakoyo bebchinas galgalanal. It's all related to this dreidel. Shayidei kol ze zoichin laora saros mishas achilo shemishon. And through all of this, a person zeichet to the heora saros and during the time of eating that comes from this. So that in this paragraph, Rav Nachman Zalman was highlighting this issue of bitochin. And he was emphasizing that the word urchatz, which we say in the Seder, urchatz means to wash one's hands. Urchatz is connected to the Aramaic word rochitz, which means trust. So that Rav Nachman Zalman said, every time a person washes his hands for bread, or bread is the most important food item, it's activating a concept of a trust in Hashem. And it's that trust in Hashem that purifies his hands from any wrong kind of thoughts of thinking it's my hands, I earned this, I worked for this, etc. Bitochin is the opposite of that. And Rav Nosson Zal says that because the Seder night is a time when we're first starting out, we have to show this trust even more, not just over bread, not just over the matzah, but we show it even over a small piece of vegetable, which symbolizes the poorest person, the guy who can't, he doesn't even have money for bread or anything. All he can buy is a small piece of tomato, used tomato, you know, that kind of thing. So this person who's eating this small piece of vegetable, this person, by washing his hands before that, he's showing that he's declaring, Bitochen and Hashem Yilanat, I trust that this didn't come to me just like that. It's not that somebody threw this away or was left over. Hashem himself saw to it that I should have something to eat. What's the something? This little piece of vegetable. And if Hashem could see to it that I could have this to eat, the same Hashem could see to it, if he wants, to dress me in the most elegant of clothing. And that's why the Hebrew word karpas is used for this. Karpas is used to mean this small piece of vegetable. And karpas in Hebrew also refers to a very, very elegant fabric that's used in the fanciest clothing, to show that a Jew's attitude of bitochin and Hashem goes from the bottom to the top. And this is what we're trying to emphasize and work on at the Seder. Nimtzo she'ato, paragraph of Zion. Nimtzo she'ato b'leil Pesach oisin shinui b'chol advorim al kanal. So therefore, we see that at the Seder night, we make all kinds of changes. She'koiflan oisam, we double up. We double up on wine. We don't drink one cup of wine like we usually do. We have two and then four. And we double up on the washing the hands. And it's all tied into the heoras harotzoim that we're trying to receive at the time of eating. Shehu ikar hatikun. That's the ultimate tikun. Bechinas v'ato noisem masochlam be'itoi. As the pasuk says, you Hashem give us our food at its right time. The word be'itoi is used there. And there's another pasuk that says, Shehu bechinas ko'eis yeyomar le'yakov le'yisrael ma po'alkeh. There's going to come a time, that same word, itoi, ace. There's going to come a time when the angels will ask the Jews, what is Hashem doing? Because the Jews are going to be so close to Hashem. They're going to be so attached to Hashem. Sheze ikara tikva vatachlis. That's our main objective. That's our main hope, to get to that time. Ki b'chol yemois hashono mamshichin horas harotzen b'knisha shabbos ha'idei ha'koishel kiddush. Because throughout the regular days of the year, we draw he'oras harotzen on Shabbos through one cup of wine, a cup of kiddush. Ki ho'ikar hu Shabbos shehu me'in olam haba she'oz ikar b'chinas ve'isa she'yomar ma po'al keil shehu b'chinas horas harotzen b'chol. Because of the 7 days of the week, unquestionably the most important one is Shabbos. Shabbos is the one that's closest to Olam Haba. Shabbos is when we have the chance to draw upon ourselves this He'oras HaRotzayim to the greatest degree, this surge of desire to come close to Hashem. U'mishol mekaplim kol sheishis me'achol eliskos tomid m'shas achilas rotzen. And it's from the Shabbos that the other 6 days of the week receive their ability on a lower level to shine with this He'oras HaRotzayim. That a Jew, while eating, even during the 6 days of the week, should feel a degree of Heras HaRotzayim. והכל כפי מה שזוכה בעבודות בשש עשרה מעשה שמכנס העולם הזה לכלול העולם הזה דור למטה ודור למעלה, שזה עיקר תכלס עבודה. שכמו כן זוכה בשבס בכניסוס על ידי הקידוש על הכל לא עושה רוצה מכנס מי שדור בשבס ויכול בשבס כנעל. And Rav Nosson Zal says that on the other hand, the power of Shabbos is dependent on the 6 days of the week, as we said earlier, that to the degree that a Jew prepares properly during the 6 days of the week, he shops and he cleans and he to that degree, he has a Shabbos, he has a wonderful Shabbos. And also spiritually, to the degree that a person prepares himself during the week with learning and davening everything, that's what determines how brightly the light of his Shabbos will shine. How great a Horas HaRotzen he'll be zeichet to on Shabbos. When he takes that cup of Kiddush, you know, that one cup of wine, and brings the Shabbos in. V'ato b'Pesach b'chnisos v'b'layla rishonu shein lanu shum avodah rak b'chazdei v'chulu. Whereas when it comes to the Seder night, where there are no 6 days of the week to precede it, and the Torah was not even around yet to precede it, so there was no Isarusa de Lesata, there was no initiative on our part to prepare for the Seder night at all, in a sense. But rather, any light that we're receiving at the Seder night is purely out of Hashem's kindness. It's a freebie to a large extent. Therefore, that first cup of Kiddush isn't enough to give us that Horas HaRotzon. Rak al yidei shemesadren ha-hagodo al kois ha-sheni u-mesapram alav toika panisim shosim ar-bechem losa ha-gdoilo sheher einenu adei Moshe Rabbeinu voidienu amita silkus u-memshalta ha-gdoilo. It's only by reading the entire Hagodo on the second cup of wine and telling over the great miracles that Hashem did to us with His great kindness, how through Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem turned on a light for us and He showed us His greatness. In the beginning, our forefathers were idol worshippers. And now Hashem brought us close to Him. That second cup of wine and the whole reading of the Haggadah is drawing a light from the highest, highest place. That's from the Tzilus. Shehu Tachlis Olam Elyon, which is the ultimate, ultimate upper world, uppermost world. And we're trying to take that light and bring it down ba'asiya, to bring it down to the olam ha'asiya, shehu tachlis olam ha'tachtoin, which is the lowest, lowest underworld. Bechinas he'oras ha'ben chacham be'ben rosha, which means we're trying to draw the light from the ben chacham down to the ben rosha, as we mentioned earlier, that the four sons correspond to the four worlds. Chacham is atzilus. Tam is Bria, Shene de Elishel is Yitzira, and Rosha is Asiya. And in the Haggadah, it puts the Rosha right after the Chacham, right next to the Chacham, to show that we're trying to draw from the Chacham to the Rosha, from Atzilus to Asiya. We're trying to connect the uppermost with the lowest of the low. The Kanal, as we said earlier, She'oz Daiko Onu Zeichen Leklolia Soilomois. Then we're zeichet to unite the worlds. Ve'oz daike yecholim lechol achakach matzah. And then we're ready to eat matzah. Lahamshich he'oras ha'rotzen ho'elyon she'tzrich nat lahamshich b'yoser v'yoser ha'idimitzis achilas matzah. And to draw upon ourselves this super he'oras ha'rotzen via the eating of the matzah. Ki ato tzrich nadabar b'zeh harbei u'laharbei s'pesip ranitzim she'tzies mitzrayim. Because at the Seder night, we need to discuss this a lot and to tell over a lot the miracles of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Kedei laham sheikh horas harotzen anal, to draw upon ourselves this horas harotzen. Machma shadayin in lonu shum uvdoi samayisim toivim. Because we have not yet done any good deeds. There weren't any good deeds to do yet. We didn't have the Torah yet. Ki ato ikra tikkun al yedei dibur shemar b'nas habis Yitzis Mitzrayim. So therefore, since we don't have any good deeds to do or to show, the only thing we can do is talk deeper. V'chein shezeh b'chinas Pesach, Pesach, b'chinas kol amar b'lesaper. That's the whole concept of the name of the holiday, Pesach. Pesach is two words, Pesach, the mouth speaks. As we find it says, Nagodo kol amar b'lesaper, the one who speaks the most gets the most praise. That's the main mission. And now Rav Nosson Zal ties this into every one of us, because Pesach symbolizes the beginning for the Jewish people. Rav Nosson says the same thing holds true when each and every individual Jew goes through his beginning. V'chein hu b'chol odom shetzorech laharbois lahoidois l'Hashem Yisborach. The same thing is true about every single Jew. Every single Jew on his own has to spend a lot of time and effort in praising Hashem. V'chein horechitzais shein b'chinas b'tchoinois koiflim. And we double up the washing. We wash twice at the Seder. V'chein habitzias koiflim. And we break bread twice at the Seder. We do the yachatz once, and then later on, when we're ready to make hamotzi again, we break the matzah. We break matzah twice. Shebetchilo koydim sipur hagodah beitz namatzah shebechinas yachatz. Prior to reading the hagodah, we split that middle matzah. That's one betziah sapas. V'hakach pam sheni b'shas hamotzi, and we do it a second time at the time of making hamotzi. Because the washing of the hands and the breaking of the bread is all to show trust in Hashem. It's all to draw this Haras HaRotzen upon ourselves. And at the Seder night, we need it twice. And it's in between two cups of wine, in between cups one and two, and in between washing one and two, that we read, and in between the two splittings of the matzah, that's where we read the Haggadah. Kiato yef shelaham shichoras rotsim shasachila kimaydei seder ze machmishu baschodo b'chinas esrus le'elov kanal. The reason is because Pesach night is the exception to the rule. Because of the fact that there was no Isarusa de Lesato, we went directly to the Isarusa de Leila, therefore we have to make these changes of washing twice, breaking bread twice, two cups of wine, two cups, two washings, two breakings bread. And all, what rides in the middle of them is the reading of the Haggadah, because that reading of the Haggadah is what makes the connection between upper and lower, what sparks off this Ha'oras HaRotzayim, and it's all a preparation leading up to the eating of the matzah, which is the climax of this Ha'oras HaRotzayim. Paragraph Chav Ches. V'chein hu b'chol odom, she'kol zman she'eino yizoyche b'masov lichlo el ho'ilomois, ad she'yizke la'tachlis anal shu Ha'oras HaRotzayim. And the same rule, that the same procedure that we follow at the Seder night, the same procedure applies to every single person within his own life. That so long as a person is not yet at the level where he has been zeiche to plug in the upper level and the lower level, in order to be zeiche to Ha'oras HaRotzayim, Tzorich al kol ponim laharbois ma'oid ma'oid besipur hanisim v'nefloi shosah Hashem Yisborach imo lekarvoi mimokim shehu. The person has to at least see to it to spend a lot of time and effort talking, telling over the miracles and wonders that Hashem did to him to be makar of him from whatever level he was on. And how Hashem showed him that Hashem is still with him. That's the concept of each individual person's own private, personal Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, talking about his own going out of the Golus. Because that will give that individual person the ability to be zeche to Ha'ora Sarotzoin during eating. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei hadibur. Because the most important tikun for the thing that gives a person the ability to make a tikun the most is the person's power of speech. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, pi yedaber chochmois. Rabbi Nizal, in that chapter in the Qutumran, quotes this pasuk, my mouth speaks chochmah. Shezehu ikar hachalifus. And that's the main thing that helps a person see to it that even after he leaves the world, he still continues to live in this world. What is that? all the words that he spoke to his children and to his students, all the words of Yirah Shamayim and Torah and Avodas Hashem, that's what really remains after him. V'chol amar b'lesaper b'zeh, harei zeh meshubach b'chasodim, and whoever is zeicha to spend more, to do more in at this, Hashem bestows a lot of kindness on him. Shu b'chinas chesed v'avo v'rotzoim, b'chinas seoras ha'rotzoim, which means kindness is another way of saying this heoras ha'rotzoim, that Hashem shines upon him the privilege of having a strong yearning for Hashem and being very much liked by Hashem. So in this paragraph, Rav Moshe Zal wanted to stress that the lesson that we learn from the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Leil Seder is that each and every single person has that kind of circumstance in his own life. We said that Pesach is a time of haschola, a time of a beginning. And because it's a beginning, there are certain procedures that have to be followed. And there are certain things that the person isn't ready yet to have, and therefore he's got to follow an alternate procedure. Rav Moshe Zal says the same thing holds true by every single Jew who's at a beginning, that he has to follow a similar type of procedure in his own life, with the tremendous emphasis on speaking of the great kindnesses that Hashem has done for him. Choftes, v'zeh b'chinas Sfira Soimer. And this is tied into the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer that follows the first night of Pesach. Ki mevur b'kavonois she'oz mamshichim al yidei ha'sfira ha'makifin. It's explained in the writings of the Arizal that through the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer, a Jew draws upon himself makifin. Makifin means that knowledge that the person doesn't yet have. That knowledge that's been out of his reach till now, that's called makifin to him, and he brings it inside of himself. And that's tied into what we said before about the Jews having a knowledge and being able to show the non-Jews that we have this knowledge that they don't. Because the term makifin applies to that seichel which a person does not yet understand. So then hold on a second. If you're telling me that today this is a makif to me, that I can't understand this today, then what does it mean when the Arizal says that when a person counts sfira, he draws upon himself makifin? So Rav Moshe Zal explains, Achoiker shemamshichen aleinu hasechel hamakif sheyes samech aleinu v'yakif esichleinu. However, to really understand what this means, that a Jew draws upon himself the seichel hamakif, that it should be close to him, and it should surround his brain, like a halo, like a concept of a halo. Hainu shenizke lirois ulohovim she'iev shalon ulohovim. This means for the Jew to have the ability to realize that he can't understand this. This means that we should have the ability to understand that there are awesome secrets that the great tzaddikim have, and we are required to chase after these tzaddikim with every iota of strength that we have, and to try to attach ourselves to these tzaddikim, and to try to attain as much knowledge as we can from them. However, there are secrets that will still remain hidden from us. In the concept of le'ene kol ha'amim, meaning we'll see the secret, we'll know that there are these secrets, and we'll know that we cannot attain them yet. V'zehu b'chol darga v'darga. This applies to people on every single level. Afilu b'dyuta tachtoina moid moid. Even the people who are on the lowest levels. Ki meloi chol horetz kevoido. Because Hashem's kovoid is everywhere. V'afal pikein ein ze tachles ha'idea asher lo neida. And Rav Moshe Zal says, and despite everything the person's putting into this, this is not yet what's called tachlis hayedia asher lo neida, the ultimate level of knowledge, which is that to realize that the person doesn't understand. Ki adayim. Because we have to realize that we're still very, very far from this tachlis haidiyah. Ki einonu yedim klum, because we don't know anything. Rak al yidei hiskarvuseinu latzadikim, hei meirim bonu, ki adayin Hashem itonu, eich shanachnu heim, afilu, it's just that through our coming close to tzadikim, they make us realize that Hashem is with us despite everything we're going through. And they give us the realization from a distance that the secrets about Hashem are by the tzaddikim. Shezeo bechinas heora samakifin l'chol echot miYisrael b'chol mido mido shel zayin yemei abinyan shehem bechinas zayin amidos. This is the concept of receiving a heoras hamakifin. Heoras hamakifin means an awareness of what you don't know. An awareness, not that you get to know it, but you get to be aware that there is this knowledge that you don't know. It is, the answers do exist, they're there, it's just you're not ready to understand it yet. And this applies to each and every single Jew on every level. Ki oir hapnimi yefsher lahasig machmas hachurban beis hamikdosh she'enon uzeichon lahakrev korban oimer. Because what's called oir hapnimi, the inner light, that which a person should be able to understand, that we are not privileged to understand now because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And we're not zeichet to actually bring the Korban Oimer. Rak al yidei shonu mispalel en Beis HaSfira horachamon hu yachzer lonu avodis Beis HaMikdash lemekoymoi. It's just that by saying the special tefillah that we say during the Sfira Soimer, where we say Hashem should please have pity on us and restore to us, return to us the Beis HaMikdash, by saying that tefillah, a Jew draws upon himself a little bit of the oirois hapnimim, of the knowledge that he is able to attain. As is written in the writings of the Arizal. Hainu al pi hamavur batoiranal ubatoiral posagalta shevitanal. This means, this is tied into the chapter on the Likutei Moharan that we're talking about, chapter 7 on the Likutei Moharan Tanina, and it's tied into the discussion in Sichoi Saran on galta shevet nachlosecha that we've been referring to several times. Sheikr hadas hanal shekoilo dorimalam dorimato ubebe samikdosh, that the main place where there exists a level of wisdom which unites upper and lower levels is in the Beis HaMikdash. V'alkein achshav beis chachurban yev shelo haradas b'shleimus. And therefore, nowadays that we do not have the Beis HaMikdash is in a state of destruction, we need to know that it's impossible for us to receive the full measure of das. Rak al yedei tefillah, the koyach hatzadikim mamshicham aleinu sechel v'das sheneida sheyesh or gadol l'sviveinu haynu shemakifin oisanu sechliim v'sodei satzumim v'heim l'neged einenu rak yefshelanu l'osigam keim b'muflam imenu shezeh b'china aseor asamakifin anal. Rav Nosson Zal says that nowadays through tefillah and coming close to tzadikim, we are zeichet to draw upon ourselves the realization and the understanding that we should know that there is a great light that encircles us, that surrounds us. And again, we are not able of we're not able to understand it. It's seichel hamakif, and it's secrets, awesome secrets. We see them, but we know we can't attain them, because they're considered the muflim manu, they're out of reach for us, and that's how a Jew today draws upon himself this heoras hamakifin. V'ikor ha'orosam hu shemeirim lono bedatenu lasois mechitza ugvul bahadas levli naharois lichnois bekashis v'teirutim shemetzlein v'chenes l'mal me'azman. And the main concept of us receiving this heoras hamakifin is receiving it in a way that we understand to draw a line and to know where we're not supposed to cross over, what questions we're not supposed to ask, what questions to us constitute questions that are lemala min azman, where there isn't enough time to be able to answer those questions, to be able to explain those questions to us. Know that what Rav Nosson Zal just did is he took terminology that's used in the writings of the Arizal and he put it in a way, he explained it according to Chassidus in a way that we should be able to understand this. The Arizal uses terms Oyer Pnimi and Oyer Makif. Oyer Pnimi means inner light, Oyer Makif means a light that encircles the person and doesn't go inside his head. Oyer Pnimi means that sechel which I'm able to take lifnim into my brain. I'm able to understand it. Oyer Makif refers to a light that encircles my head but doesn't go in. It can't go in. Referring to that level of knowledge which a person can't understand yet. And the Arizal says that during Sfiras Omer, a Jew is supposed to draw upon himself the Or Pnimi and the Sechel, this Or HaMakif. How? The Arizal says, we know that during the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash was a center of Das. So people were able, via the Beis HaMikdash, to draw upon themselves all kinds of knowledge. Today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. By showing our awareness of that, by showing our sincerity and how much we miss the Beis HaMikdash, and davening that Hashem should restore to us the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem gives us a taste of Oyer Pnimi during Sfiras Omer. Again, it's supposed to come from the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have a Beis HaMikdash. By showing your awareness of the Beis HaMikdash and showing your deep desire for the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem gives you a spoonful of Oyer Pnimi. That's number one. Number two, the Arizal says that during Sfiras Omer, a person is supposed to draw upon himself Oyer HaMakif. So for that, Rav Nosson Zal asks, how do you draw Oyer HaMakif if Makif is something that you're telling me clearly I can't understand? How do I draw something I can't understand? And what does that mean, draw something that you don't understand? So Rav Nosson Zal says, don't laugh. I'll make it very clear to you. I'll explain to you exactly what it means. It means that by coming close to tzaddikim and through tefillah, a person is able to take knowledge from a billion miles away and bring it close enough to himself that he sees it. He realizes that it exists. He becomes 100% aware that the knowledge is there, that the answers to the questions are there. And yet, even though right now he realizes that he's not on a level to understand it, it's put close enough to him that at least he feels better in knowing that it's there. I know it. I see it right in front of me. So what? I can't have it today. I'll have it a week from now. I'll have it a year from now. I'll have it 50 years from now when I will get to the level to understand it. But the fact that it's mamish being shown to me and it's put right, I'm drawing this Oyer HaMakif, if it's right outside my head, that gives me tremendous strength. That gives me tremendous comfort in knowing that the answers are there and I see the answers, even though I don't understand them yet, rather than not knowing that they're there at all whatsoever, rather than being in the outer stratospheres, you know, that kind of thing. This is how Rav Nosson Zal explained these concepts, which without him become pure Kabbalistic concepts that we have no idea whatsoever, you know, how to slice it. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Lamed, Uklal Elu Hamakifim Heim Bechinas Tkufos Hayomim. And these Makifim can be summarized by the term Tkufos Hayomim. In the chapter on Likut Imran that we're basing this halacha on, chapter 7 on Likut Imran Tanina, Rabbeinu Zal there talks about this topic of questions that the person can answer, questions that the person isn't ready to have answered yet. And he refers to the questions that a person can understand now as questions that are within time. Questions that the person isn't capable of understanding yet are questions which to him are lamala min azman. It would go beyond the time available to be able to give him the ability to understand the answers to those questions. And Rabbeinu Zal talks about makifin, makifin rated, that one of the ways that we define makifin is by time. A makif is a type of knowledge which the knowledge exists, but there isn't, it would take too much time for somebody to explain it to me. That's why I'm not ready yet to understand it. Let's say right now I'm only capable of sitting down for 6 hours at a stretch to understand something, and there's a certain formula, Lahavdil, in physics, which the only way you can understand this formula is if you can sit for 8 hours straight and go from beginning to end. To do it in 2 shots is impossible. The nature of this wisdom is you got to follow the whole path through from beginning to end, that kind of thing. Lahavdil, in Kedusha, there's this concept of what's within time and what's out of bounds of time. You know, what's out of the limitations of time. And there Rabbein Ezal says, he refers to different levels of makifin as yomim and shonim. There are certain levels of knowledge that are within the time frame of days, and certain levels of knowledge which are in a time frame of years, you know, to attain. And he quotes a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says tkufos hayomim, and there's another pasuk that says tkufos hashonim. So Rabbeinu Zal says the word tkufos miloshin makif. This shows us that there's a concept of a makif of days and a makif of years. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal is going to touch on now. Hu klal elu hamakifin hi bechinas tkufos hayomim. Ki nisan hu bechinas tkufos hayomim. Bechinas vayhi letkufas hayomim. Rabbeinu Zal over there on the Kutimran quotes a posuk that says vayhi letkufas hayomim, and it's referring to Nisan, the month of Nisan. V'tishrei hu bechinas tkufas hashono, whereas Tishrei is called in the Torah tkufas hashono. Shenemar al chag hosif. That terminology is used in the Torah about Sukkot, which is called the harvest holiday. Shehu b'tishrei. Ubechol yoim v'yoim, shehu hazman, tzrichin lahamshich milamala mehazman, mebchinas tkufos hayomim, shemishom him heros hamakifim, v'zeh bechinas hasfira. And the Arizal explains that each and every single day, a day is within time, a Jew has to try to draw upon himself makifin that are lemala min hazman. Which makifin? The tkufos hayomim, which are the lower level makifin, which are the ones that are closer to him. And that's the concept of what we're trying to accomplish on a spiritual level during Sfira Soimer. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain it in this next paragraph. Lamed Aleph. V'zehu usefartem lochem. The pasuk says, you will count for you. Lochem liatzmechem. For you means literally for you. L'kol echod l'fi b'chinosoi. That this counting is something that applies to each and every individual person differently. Shetzorich lahamshich heoro mitkufas hayomim. Milamala me'azman l'toich kol yoyim v'yoyim shel azman. Each and every single Jew has a job, a mission to do, to draw knowledge and wisdom and light from tkufos hayomim, from the makifin of yomim, into yomim, into time. That light which is a little bit beyond his framework of time, he has to draw it to within his framework of time. Shehu bechinas heoras hamakifin anal. This is what the Arizal referred to as drawing upon yourself the heoras hamakifin. V'zeh sheva shabosois tmimois tiyeno. And this is why the pasuk says that the person should see to it to make sure to count 7 complete weeks. Ki ikrohu tmimus upshitus. Rav Nosson says, how does the word tmimus get involved in all of this? Because the most important thing that a person needs not to foul up, not to mess up in this process is, he needs a certain level of simplicity. Ulivli lichnois b'chakirois v'kashes, not to delve into analysis and questions that are beyond his scope. Shezo b'chinas ben tam, this is the concept of the child who's the tam, the simpleton. Shehu b'chinas Yaakov ish tam, k'mashkoz b'atora mishra, simen lamed, as is brought in chapter 30 in the Kodiman. Ki ikar shleimus hoylomoy sukish necholam zebuzeh b'b'chinas anal. Because we said earlier that the main thing that brings about a shleimus to the worlds is when the upper and lower worlds are plugged into each other. שזה הדובר יקרוי נעשה בביס המקדוש על ידי הקורבן הראשון העליון, למטה אותן למעלה. The main place where that was able to be accomplished, where upper worlds and lower worlds were able to be merged together, was in the Beis HaMikdash. Because in the Beis HaMikdash you had this concept of Elyonim Lamato, Kaviyochel, the Shechina came down to draw the aroma, the Korbonos, and Tachtoinim Lamala, and the Korbonos was sent upwards. That was where upper and lower would meet. V'hoikar toloi b'tachtoinim. And the most important job was dependent on the lower ones. Shaidei shehat tzadik huemes moidia latachtoinim. Afilu latachtoinim moid, shehim bolim kairi demoid. Kishmoidia lehem shadayin Hashem itom ve'etzlam v'korov lehem kim oich la'otz kevodoi. עד שמקבלם זה הדעס ומסוירם לסקרת אלוב בתפילה בתור המייסים טובים, בכי נעשו קיצב רם השייך מאופור, שהידי זה הוא מגביע כל התחתונים למעלה. רב נוסנזל says that the most important job of the tzaddik is to elevate the lower ones, the people who are on the lower level, by taking people who are on the lowest of levels and making them realize that Hashem is with them and close to them, that Hashem's kovod reaches out to everyone, to the point where these people accept it, and as a result of their accepting that and realizing that Hashem is with them, they become inspired to want to come close to Hashem with tefillah and Torah and Ma'asim Tovim. As the Pasuk says, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dust, meaning the people who are on the lowest levels. That's how the tzaddik is zoche to elevate the people on the lowest levels, to lift them up. And by lifting up the people who are on a very low level, that's how you succeed in drawing down those that are on the highest level. Meaning, that's how you have the ability to draw the Shekhinah of Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem, down. Because we know the rule is always that based on what's activated down below, it brings about a response from above. And this is the ultimate shlemus of all of mankind and of all the worlds, that there should be this unification of upper and lower, that the upper should be drawn down and the lower should be lifted up. And the main place where that was able to be done on a regular basis was in the Beis HaMikdash. As Rabbeinu Zal brings in Sichoi Saran, in the paragraph where he discusses the dreidel, over there he has a whole discussion showing this, how the Beis HaMikdash was the place where upper came down and lower went up. Umeyes shechorav Beis HaMikdash choshu hamoeres. And from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we know that the lights have been dimmed. And it's impossible for us to receive the light that we need to inspire us and to wake us up. We're continuing in the middle of paragraph Lamed Aleph in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim Lesuda Halacha Vav in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis. Rav Nosenzal says, "Umeyes shechorav Beis Hamikdash choshchu hamoeros." From the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the lights have been dimmed on the world. And the only source that we have from which to be able to receive the light that can wake us up and inspire us is from the great tzaddikim, sheyesh lohem das godol, who have so high level of das, shenechshav kibinyan Beis HaMikdash, where their das, when they reveal das, it's like the Beis HaMikdash is built. Kemoisham Razal, as the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Brochus, Kol mi sheyesh boideo ki'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdash biyomov, that a person who has true das, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash were rebuilt during his time. So that the great, great tzaddikim, who have super high level of das, a Jew who is zocheh to come close to them, it's like he's entering into the Beis HaMikdash. It's like he's able to have, to a degree, he's able to have what the Yidden used to have during the time that there was a Beis Hamikdash. Shehem Meirim Bonu Kol Zeh. They are able to shine into us all of these He'orois that the Yidden used to get from the Beis Hamikdash. Kemavoyer Abah Torah Anal, as is explained in the chapter in the Likutei Moran that we're discussing, Torah Zayin and the Likutei Moran Tanina. V'alkein mi Pesach ad Ho'atzeres, shanu tzrichim lohochen atzmen l'kabolas ha-Torah, aydei eze esarusa de l'sato. And therefore, from the beginning of Pesach till Shavuos, when a Jew is supposed to be busy working on preparing himself to receive the Torah on Shavuos via making all the proper preparations, the Isarusa de Lesato, Alkein Tziv Solanu HaTorah Lasoik B'Tikun Ho'imer Soir. This is why the Torah instructed us to be involved in the Korban Oimer Soirim of Bali. And even though we don't have an actual Beis Hamikdash in which to bring this sacrifice, we said already before that by a person saying the special tefillos that we say today of Sfira Soimer, the bracha and all the tefillos that go with it, he draws upon himself to a limited degree the tikkun of the Korban Oimer, as was brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Ki akrova soimer soirim tnufosoi hu ikar b'chinas anal. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the bringing of the Oimer sacrifice in the Beis Hamikdash was a phenomenal display of this process that we're talking about. B'chinas tachtoinim lemalo, where you take something that's on a very low level and lift it up, Shemeir al yidei akrobonos, which we said shined in the Beis Hamikdash through the bringing of sacrifices. Kama shekosov shom al posuk gualto anam, as is brought in Sichoi Saran on the posuk gualto shevet nachloscho, har zeh, on this mount, in the Beis Hamikdash. V'ato b'tchilas ha-hiskarvus hu pele yoiser. And now, when we, the Jews, are standing at the beginning of our coming close to Hashem, which is Pesach, hu pele yoser, it's an unbelievable, awesome thing, shetziva lanu lahakriv maichol behema, that Hashem has instructed us to bring a sacrifice from animal food, barley, shehu ha'omer soirim, this measure of barley, shehu minchas kenois, which is the same ingredient that's used when a woman is accused by her husband of being suspect of chas v'shalom having committed an act with another man, shemavatel umavayer haruach shtus, whereby it's brought that this Oimer Soirim is the antidote to Ruach Shtus. Bechinas Ish Kisiste Ishtoi. Because we know that that chapter in the Torah which talks about a husband accusing his wife of having committed a sinful act, it says over there, Kisiste Ishtoi, if his wife will commit a foolish act, what's the solution? The solution is that she ends up bringing a korban soir, a minchas soir, a mincha of barley. And that's the same type of sacrifice that all Jews bring at the beginning of the Omer, you know, on the second day of Pesach. Kimalin gam mishom al yidei godel koyach hatzadik. Because through the great power of the tzadik, we have the ability to lift up even from there, even from that low level, the level of foolishness. Umalin heder adas kozeh b'chinas soira maichol behem atoikev agvuros haklulim b'teva soira. We take this level of heder adas, the opposite of sechel, barley, animal food, which represents super midas hagvura din, because it's brought that the word is soira kemavura b'kavonis. It's brought in the Arizal, in the writings of the Arizal, that the word soira represents super din. Because we know that the letters of the Aleph Beis that symbolize Din are the letters Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chof. Because those are the letters that come in a special form when they close a word. And closing is always a concept of Din. Opening is a concept of Chesed. Poiseach Es Yodecho Mazbir L'Choch HaRotzoin is a concept of kindness. Closing, locked up, is a concept of Midas Adin, Tzimtzum. So these five letters, Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chof, which add up to 280, twice Menatzpach equals 560, plus the five letters is 560 plus the five letters. In other words, you have Menatzbach is 280 plus the five letters is 285. Again, Menatzbach is 280 plus five is a total of 570. Plus the five letters themselves equals 575. The Arizal has a whole cheshbon, which is Bigimatria Soira, that the word Soira represents Gvurais, all forms of Gvurai. Hakoil Malin Umeinithan L'Reach Michoech Lashem. And in this Korban Oimer, we have the ability to lift it up. The Oimer was something that they lifted up. We have the ability to lift up this barley, this animal food, these Gvurais, to lift it up to Hashem, and to bring forth a sweet aroma to Hashem. This is the concept of taking the lower level and lifting it up. And then afterwards we count 7 weeks. And at the end of the 7 weeks, what happens? What happens is that the upper level comes down. As the pasuk says, "Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai," Kaviyochel Hashem came down from above, came down on Har Sinai. Shehim shichu shchinoso lamata kanal, that the Yidden were able to draw the Shechina down. Shezehu ikar hatikun shel matan Torah. That's the main tikkun of matan Torah. Shehu bechinas shalom, sheoise shalom ushleimus bechol hoy lamos. The Torah is called Shalom. Derachei darchei noyam v'chol nesivaseh Shalom. Shalom means taking two opposites and uniting them. The two opposites are upper and lower, and bringing them together. That's the tikkun of Matan Torah. And that's Shlemus also, Rav Nosson Zal explains, that the Iker Shlemus is when you're able to take two opposites and bring them together. Shehu Iker sheyia nechlolam yachad. The main thing is to unite them, bebchinas tachtoinim lamalo, and elyonim lamato. Vizeu bechinas tmimois tihieno. And this is why the pasuk says by Sfira Soimer, tmimois tihieno, that there's a tremendous important need for tmimus in this whole procedure. Ki zehu ikr tmimois ushlemus hayomim vahashvuois, shehem bizman, because the main way that we bring wholesomeness to the days and the weeks, don't forget, Sfira Soima, we're counting days and weeks, which represent the totality of time. The way that we bring a tmimus, a shlemus, to time is kishemagbien oison lamala, when we elevate them above lebechinas lamala miyazman, to connect them with that which is above time, lebechinas tkufas hayomim, to connect them to the makifin of yomim, Al yedei sheyoidim umaminim sheadayin Hashem itano b'chol mokim sheneidach nosham b'vaneseinu, by having the ability to realize and to be positive that Hashem is with us everywhere, no matter where we've fallen down to, Hashem is with us. Ki maloi chol eretz kavoidoi, because Hashem's kavoid fills everywhere and reaches anywhere. Shezehu ikra hadas shemeir bonu atzadik shubchinas Moshe. This is the most important awareness that the tzaddik, who's the b'china of Moshe, shines into us. Shezeu b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the concept of yitzias Mitzrayim. Usfira umatn Torah. She'oz miskarev Yisroel Hashem Yisboach adei horas hadas kanal. That's a period of time in which the Jews are zecher to come close to Hashem by receiving this das. Ki mevor shom ba'Torah now, because it's explained in the chapter on Likut Imran, She'ikar hashlemus hu kishemekashrin shnei ho'ilomos yachad. That the main shlemus is when you're able to take both worlds, upper world and lower world, and bring them together, unite them. When the tzaddik is able to teach the dorei mala and the dorei mato. She'bishvil zeh tzrichin lahashir bonim v'talmidim. It's for that reason that the Gemara says that when a Jew leaves this world, he's supposed to leave behind children and students. And Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in that chapter in the Kedemran that children and students represent these two levels, an upper level and a lower level. That the child is masig a certain level that's called mo, a higher level, and the Talmud, compared to the child, represents a lower level. Ki keshehu lemalo levad ein zeh shleimus. Because Rabbeinu Zal explained over there that when a Jew leaves the world and he's in Gan Eden, if he's just there alone, that's not shleimus. It's not shleimus for a Jew to be just upstairs. The shleimus is for him to be upstairs and downstairs simultaneously, for him to unite upper and lower. V'zeo b'chinas t'mimois t'hiyena loshen shleimus. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why the word t'mimois is used in the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer, because tamim also means complete, whole. K'alidei ha-sfira lo'imer, because through this mitzvah of counting to the korban oimer, that's a procedure whereby we unite upper and lower. We said again that the oimer was brought from barley. Barley is animal food. Barley symbolizes a low level. The word soira is bigimatria, menatzbach, which is gvura, is din, again, a lower level. And what do we do with the oimer? We lift it up. We make a reach nichoyach Lashem from it. So we're taking something that's low and we lift it up. Then we count 49 days. And that process of counting is climbing a ladder. We're starting from the bottom of the ladder and working our way up. And then finally we get to the 50th. Look, we count 49 days. On the 50th day, the Pasuk says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. That's when this procedure is completed, when upper comes down to lower. That's called tmimois. That's shleimus. That's wholesomeness in Yiddishkeit. Wholesomeness in Yiddishkeit is when the lower comes down and the lower comes up and the upper comes down and there's a union between them. That's the essence of wholeness and wholesomeness and completeness. As the Pasuk says, there'll be a shleimus. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Lamed Beis, he wants to add a little appendix to what he said before. Void tzrichim l'vayar bozeh, we have to clarify this more. Ki b'tchilo tzrichim l'sakin b'chinas maichel behema shu b'chinas omer sorim. Because step one is to make a tikkun for the lower level, which is the animal food, the barley in this case. V'yachar kach b'shvuois zoichin l'shtei alechem michitim. Then, after the 49 days of the Omer, we get to Shavuos, when we make a tikkun of wheat, no longer barley. The Shtei Alechem, the main korban on Shavuos, was from wheat, two loaves of made from wheat. Bechinas Maichel Odom, which is human food. Shezeo Bechinas Tikkun Chet Odom Arishon. This is the concept, this is also how we're involved in being Mesakeh in the Pegam of Odom Arishon. Where the Torah tells us that as soon as Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem cursed him and said, from now on you're going to eat vegetables. As the Gemara says, that when Adam Rishon heard that, he trembled, and he said, I and a donkey are going to eat from the same trough? And then afterwards, Hashem said, okay, you'll be zeche to eat bread, but it's going to come with great difficulty. With sweat. This corresponds beautifully to what Rav Nosson Zal explained earlier, that at the Seder, we have a two-step procedure. First, we start off eating a little piece of vegetable, and then after reciting the whole Haggadah, then we're worthy of eating bread, eating matzah. The vegetable is, this is showing that we're participating in making a tikkun for the pigam of Odom Arishon, where Hashem had said to him that because he ate from the Eitz Hadas, punishment number one was vegetable. After a degree of tshuva, Hashem elevated him to be able to eat bread, to be able to eat the matzah. That's how we show it at the procedure of the Seder night. And now Rav Nosson Zal said there's a second round of this that takes place during the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer. That the symbolism in that the Korban Oimer is brought from barley, that corresponds to that lower level. Barley is called Maichel Behema compared to wheat. That's done on the second day of Pesach. And then after going through the procedure, the 49 days of the Omer, we finally get to Shavuos, where we're zeichet to Meichel Odom, where we're zeichet to Shtei Alechem, which comes from Chita. Ki Iker HaTikin Lizkois Lehora Sarotzain Bishasu Achila, because the main tikkun is to be zeichet to what's called Heora Sarotzain during eating, Shenim Shach Mebechinas Shtika, which comes from the ability to know when to be silent. Bechinas ein masichin basuda. As we see, the Gemara makes a statement, you're not supposed to talk while you're eating. Rabbeinu Zalder in Likutei Moharan explains it completely differently, that there's a level of knowledge that is so high a level of knowledge that it can't be put into words, and it's that knowledge that a person receives during the time of Achila. That's this He'ora Sarotzen, where a person receives an awareness of Hashem and a surge of desire to come close to Hashem that can't be put into words. That this He'ora Sarotzen, as we call it. Paragraph Lamed Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ha-toyro kim rach me-manal v'chein kol ha-toyro is kshuro yachad be-kesher niflo. Rav Nosson Zal says, I want you to know that this chapter on Likutei Moharan that we're discussing here, chapter 7 on Likutei Moharan Tanina, which is one of the longest chapters in Likutei Moharan, it's pages and pages and pages. And each paragraph is so difficult. You know, it's hard. It's one of the very hard Torahs in Likutei Moharan, dealing with many deep concepts. At the end of the chapter in Likutei Moharan, Rav Nosson Zal says that in this chapter, Rabbeinu Zal addressed all 10 spheroids and all the worlds and everything. So Rav Nosson Zal here wants to make it crystal clear that you should know that this chapter in Likutei Moharan, like all the other ones, is tied together, is woven together perfectly from beginning to end. Ki mitchilo kosav shetzrichin lohoyer hadas hakodesh b'holechot v'yechod, because Rabbeinu Zal starts the chapter in Likutei Moharan by saying that a Jew has to see to it to shine das into every single person. Shezehu ikar horachmonis. That's the greatest act of kindness. If a person wants to do kindness in life, there is no greater kindness in the world than to give a person das. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that all suffering comes from lack of das. All suffering comes from sins. The worst suffering in the world is sins, and sins are a manifestation of a lack of das, or a weakness of das. So the greatest rachmonis that a Jew could possibly have on himself, or on his children, or on mankind is to shine das into them. In order to get them out of sins, which come as a result of ruach shtus. That's the first concept that Rabbeinu Zal brings there. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain that. Ad achar kach gilo shehatzadik meir bedorim av derimata. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show how the tzaddik is the one who has the knowledge and the expertise to know how to shine into the most advanced and the least advanced. Shemoidia lahadorimata amunochem bidyuta tachtoinem oid moid b'shol tachtiois shegam shom adayin hashemitam v'etzlam. He has the ability to show and to make the people who are on the lowest level realize that Hashem is with them 100%. Ki maloy choloretz kavoide, because Hashem's kavoid is everywhere. Uma'irarom, he inspires them. Umakitzam, and he wakes them up. Bebechinas hokitzav ranu shoich neofor, the tzaddik has that ability to take even the people that are mamish lying in the dirt and inspire them and wake them up. How? By showing them Hashem is with you. You're not lost. You're not far from Hashem. Hashem is right with you. Ube'emes hakol echod. And Rav Nosson Zal says, really, all of these things Rabbeinu Zal is discussing in the Torah Likutei Moharan are all one. They're all tied together. Ki ha'idei zeh bi'atzmoy she'esh lo koyach lo hidia lo dorei mato shem ha'yurudemoy ki adayin Hashem itom, through the fact that the tzaddik has the ability to take the people who are on the lowest level and show to them conclusively that Hashem is with them and lift them up thereby, that's what gives them the ability to shine das into them. And it gives them the ability to eliminate the ruach shtus from them. כי בוודאי הוא מלוך הגדול לו, ואומנוס נפלו מאוד מאוד, להור הדס פנושים כאלו שנכשלו בעבוינויס. Because Rav Nosazal says it certainly takes incredible talent to take people who are tremendously messed up with Averois and bring them to Das, give them Sechel. Befrat sheyesh shenichshelu kamay shenichshelu Rachman Aslan b'meizivim gemurim, b'avoynais atzumim. Especially when you have people who have committed mamish terrible sins and they did it b'meizid, intentionally. How do you take a person like that and give him wisdom of Torah, knowledge, deep, deep knowledge? V'hatzadik hu rachmon kozeh. The tzadik is an incredible rachmon. Shafilu lohem hu meir b'tuvoi v'rachmon v'adas ha-kodesh. Whereby even to those people, he has the ability to teach them and to shine das into them. How? Step one. Ki b'koychoi ha-godoy moidi lohem ki adayin Hashem itam. The first thing he has to do is convince them that Hashem is with them 100%. Ki les asar ponoy minei, because there is no place in the world that Hashem is absent, that Hashem is not there. Vaydeze biatzmoy, and once the tzaddik succeeds in making them realize that, through that, megaresh mehem haruach shtus b'chol pam. That itself, that awareness that Hashem is with you, that pushes away, that magnetically repels the Ruach Shtus. Ki afilu im ha'odam hu kemoy shehu. Because no matter what level a person is on, tekef kishimoydiyan loy, ki gam shom nimtza Hashem yizborach, as soon as you make the person realize that Hashem is there, wherever he is, wherever the person is, minus 860, minus 8 billion, whatever level he's on, if you make him realize that Hashem is there, as the Pasuk says, Hashechen itom besoich tumoisom, Hashem who resides with the Jews even within their tumah, ki afilu be'eser kisrin imesavu samin tzashim izborach, because kaviyochel Hashem is even found within the 10 crowns of tumah, ki mimenu izborach levad kol chiyusam, because they draw their chiyus only from Hashem, even the tumah draws its chiyus only from Hashem. As soon as you make the person aware of that, azai tekev boireya haruach shtus, that immediately repels the Ruach Shtus. That gives the person the ability to reject his stupidity and his nonsense and everything. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'no'u elilei Mitzrayim mipono. The idols of Egypt moved away from him, mipono, from his presence. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'yavarti beres Mitzrayim, I passed through the land of Egypt, and the Targum is Vizglesi. I revealed myself there. Ani Hashem v'loy malach, etc. And then what happened? What happened as soon as Hashem was revealed in Mitzrayim? Azai v'hikesi kol b'chor. Hashem smashed all the firstborn. What does the firstborn represent? Sechel. Shehu hadas de sitrachra shemishom horuach shtus. Firstborn, Bechor is Rashis. Rashis is Chochmah. The firstborn of the Egyptians is the Egyptian Chochmah, which is stupidity, Ruach Shtus. In other words, the Chochmah of the Sitra Achra. So Rav Nosazal is showing here that what preceded Makas Bechorois was when Hashem smashed the Das of the Sitra Achra. What preceded that? V'yovarti Beres Mitzrayim. Vizglesi, the Torah says, the minute Hashem was revealed, zap, the Ruach Shtus got smashed to bits. And Rav Nosazal here is revealing the secret of how tzaddikim have the ability to take people who are on a tremendously low level, guys who are steeped in sin, in terrible sin and Ruach Shtus and everything, and teach them Torah and elevate them to high levels. Rav Nosazal says, what's the first step? The first step is you have to make that person realize and be aware that Hashem is with him. The minute the person is made to realize that and is aware of that and accepts that, so kaviyochel Hashem is being revealed in his place. You have to be able to go down to his address, locate him, minus 6,422, where he's at, and you have to enlighten him that Hashem is there. As soon as Hashem is there, that repels, that pushes away all forces of Tumah, and again destroys this Ruach Shtus, the Das of the Sitrachra, that had a hold on this person. Because who has the audacity, which force of Tumah, which Klipa, has the audacity to approach Hashem? So again, the minute we announce Hashem's presence in the Tumah, the forces of Tumah run for the hills. V'chol zehu b'chinas hakrov asoimer soirim shumaychal behema shu b'chinas ruach shtus. This is all the concept of being makriv, this korban oimer of barley, which we said barley is maychal behema ruach shtus. Shehatzadik b'chinas Moshe b'koychoy agodo yochoy lahala is gam b'chinas soirim maychal behema b'chinas ruach shtus. Lenafoisoy b'yud gimel nofer, the tzaddik who is bechinas Moshe has the ability even to elevate barley, which is maichel behema, and to sift it with 13 different siftings. At sheivare gam shom nitzusa iskedoshim, to have the ability to select out even there, even within the maichel behema, even within the ruach shtus, to be able to extract the sparks of kedusha. Ubirurim nifloim at sheyala hakoil reach michoyach Lashem, to be able to elevate it and make a reach michoyach Lashem come from it. Ki bebechinas behemias biatzmoi betoyach haruach shtus biatzmoi nelam chiyas alakusis bora, because within the behemias, within the ruach shtus, there is a heavenly chiyas that's hidden there. Shehu mechaya es kulam, where kaviyochol Hashem gives chiyas to everything, even to the ruach shtus, even to the sitra achra. We say umalchusoy bakol mosholo. V'alkein al yidei ze shemanifin hoimer esoyer umakrivin oisoy Hashem. And therefore, by taking this measure of barley and lifting it up to Hashem, Aydeze Megalin Kigam Bechol Hamadregas Hatachtonis Moit Moit Shnaflo Sham Kol Aneshon Veirudim Gam Shom Nimtza Hashem Yisborach. We're showing that we realize that even within the barley, even within the Maichel Behemoth, even within the lowest levels, Hashem is there. Meloichol Eretz Kevodoy. Vaydeze Hu Iker Klolius Hoylom Is Kanal. And that's what brings about this great, great accomplishment of Klolius Hoylomois, of uniting the worlds, taking the lower and lifting it up, and causing the upper to come down. And this is what gives us the ability to be mekarev everybody to Hashem. If we have this awareness of tachtoinim and elyoinim, and realizing what a great level of accomplishment it is to unite them, and that the way we're mekarev the tachtoinim is, we have to make them aware that Hashem is there, that Hashem is there with them. Because that's how a person, that's how you succeed in chasing away the ruach shtus. And that's why right after we bring this korban oimer soirim, we start counting the days. Because each and every single day has its measure of seichel. Bechinas yomim yedaberu, as the pasuk says, the days will speak, and we know speaking is an aspect of chachma. Pi yedaber chachmois. Ukemuvon b'hamaisa shel yom hagimel, and as is brought in the third day of the Sheva Brachos of the seven betlers, the story of the seven betlers that Rabbi Nizal spoke about. Shekol hachochmois klulim b'yomim, that all the different wisdoms are summarized within the days. Each day has within it a tremendous amount of chochmos that are related, relevant to that day specifically. Ayin Shon, look over there in the story where Aben Ezal talks about this. V'ato al yidei mitzvah hasfira ono mekashrim kol hayomim loimer. And now, through this mitzvah, counting the oimer, we bind all the days to the Omer, to this korban, to use this as a means of leaving the filth of Mitzrayim. Megalin Shegam Bezuamas Misraim Biatzma Baroshtus Biatzma Inelamash Mizvarkanam. Because by binding the days to the Omer, we said the days are Chachmois. We're showing that even within the Omer, even within Bali, Michael Behema, there is Chachma there, there is Hashem there. Vaydezeh Biatzmoi Beirachas Hazuamash Ruachtus. And that causes the filth, the Ruachtus, to run away. Kaidea Sfiro, Mekashrin, Hazman, Vahayomim, the Bechinas Lamala Mezman, the Bechinas Tkufas Yomim, Shusayda Makifin, Shmamshich, Maidea Sfiro, Kamashkoz Bekavonis. Because part of the mitzvah, part one of the main things we're doing during Sfira Saimir is we're binding Zman to Lamala Mezman. We're drawing that Heora Samakifin on us, as we explained earlier. Shizel Bechinas Klolias Dore Mato, Vidore Mala. That's how we unite the lower and upper. Kishon Bechinas Dore Malo, Hula Mala Miasman. Because the Dore Malo symbolizes something that's above the concept of time. Vazman, Hurak Bechinas Dore Mato. Time is something that relates only to the lower levels. Sheshom Yesh Bechinas Sfira Uminyan. Within the lower levels, there's numbers, there's counts. Because the Pasuk says, before one, what can you count? What comes before one? In other words, when you go above one, there's nothingness. It's above the concept of counting. It's above the concept of numbers. And we, even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash right now, through the tzaddikim, by performing this mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, this is one of the examples where we have the ability to attach zman to lamala min hazman, to attach the lower worlds to the upper worlds. Lebechinas tkufas hayomim, sheze bechinas hiskashrus v'kolias dori mato v'dori mala. This is the concept of binding lower level and upper level. Shezehu ikar hashleimus, which is the main shleimus. Bechinas tmimois tehiyena. As we said, the Pasuk says about the mitzvah of Sfira, that the mitzvah of Sfira leads to tmimois, to shlemos, to wholesomeness. Paragraph Lamed Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, Vanu soifrim sheva shabosois. We count 7 weeks, memtes yoim, 49 days, sheva pomim sheva, which is 7 times 7, shehem kolius kol hamidois, which symbolizes the totality of all the 7 midos of Hashem, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyed, Yisoid, Malchus, which is a set. She'eich she'pogam ho'odom b'chol mido mido kefi masov, and the symbolism in it is so that any mistake that a person made of any type in any of his actions, gam mishom yis'oire l'ashem yisborach b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, no matter where that has put him, how far down that has put him, he should have the ability to get up every day with the power of the tzaddik, b'chinas Moshe, sheyodeya soid hanofa soimer soir machel behema kanal, the tzaddik who understands the secret behind the mitzvah of lifting up of the omer, v'yidezeh mamshich nalatzmai b'chol yoyim ezeh ora meora sarotzoim. And by doing that, the person is zoicha throughout every one of these 49 days to draw upon himself an aspect of this he'oras harotzon. Ad shezoichen b'shavuos laham shebechinas hakeser, to the point where after those 49 days are over, on Shavuos, which is the 50th day, he draws upon himself the light of keser, the crown of Hashem, which is the top of the top. Shezeh kol kavona shavuos kemavur bekavonas. This is what the Arizal explains a person is supposed to think about throughout the day of Shavuos, to draw upon himself the light of Keser. Shehu lahamshich he'ora sarotzoin. Another way of saying that is to draw upon ourselves the he'ora sarotzoin. Shehu bechinas shefa ha'keser. Ad sheyihi enimshach b'shah soachilo daiko. Shezehu b'chinas shtei alechem michitim sheimai chalodom shoyla mo b'chinas seora sarotzoin shu b'chinas mo b'chinas koesi yomar ma po'al kel kanal. To the point, throughout the 49 days and the 50th day and Shavuos, a Jew accomplishes a tikkun which gives him the ability that when he's eating, bedafka at the time of eating, which is especially when he's eating human food, which is what we have on Shavuos. On Shavuos, the korban is the shtei alechem that we make from wheat, and human, odom, is bigimatria mo, 45, which is the word mo, which is the term that Rabbeinu Zal used in this chapter on Likutei Moharan to refer to heora sarotzoin, where a person is yearning to Hashem and he can't even put it into words. What? Like a deep yearning, wanting to chase after somebody and not even knowing what you want to do. Or bechinas heora sarotzoin, which is this concept of heora sarotzoin, shu bechinas mo, which is referred to by the term mo. Bechinas, as in the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in Likutei Moharan, ko'es ye'omar liyakov liyisrael ma po'al keil, that there's going to come a time when the angels are going to say to the Jews, what is Hashem doing? What? That what represents this heora sarotzoin? Ki b'chol yemei asfiro tiknu b'chinas maichel b'heim al yidei oimer soirim. Because throughout the 49 days of sfiro, we've been involved in making a tikkun for the maichel behema, for the animal food. Why? Because the korban that started off, that kicked off the 49 days of sfira, was the korban oimer, which was a korban from barley, which is referred to as animal food. Dehainu shel iskin lohoyer ulegaleis shegam b'toich b'chinas maichel behema yichoyen lahamshich lohoyer amita selakusoy. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, what does that mean? What it means is that the point we're trying to make by the Korban Omer and the 49 days of Sfira is we're trying to show that a Jew has the ability, even when he's on the level of Meichel Behema, even when he's on a very low level where his eating is on a level of an animal, even there it's possible for him to draw Hashem to himself. Leida, to realize kigam shom nimsa Hashem yisborach, that Hashem is even there, even in that low level that he finds himself on, where he's on the level of eating maichel behema, Hashem is there with him. Ad sheyiz kigam oz lebechin asor asarot mishas v'achila, in a way, in a manner that makes it possible for the person, even when he's on the level of maichel behema, it's possible for him to have heora sarotzoin, to experience heora sarotzoin during eating. Hainu, this means shafilu ho'odom ha'poshut she'eino izoich adayin shetiyah achilosei b'chinas maichel odom b'shleimus. Even a simple person who isn't worthy yet of being on a level where his eating should be maichel odom, human eating, b'shleimus, gam hu yihye ish chayel v'lo yihye otzel shekoyen shlem ezalmik. He also has to be strong and powerful, not to be a schlepper. And he has to strengthen himself to be able to draw upon himself during eating this heora sarotzoin. Ki kol odom yochel lizkos lazeh b'koyach atzadik, because every single person has the ability to be zoyche to heora sarotzoin during eating, shedaik through the power of the tzadik. That bedafka while eating, he should draw upon himself this heora sarotzin, this awesome heora sarotzin that a person can get during eating, specifically during eating, and other times, to the degree that he draws upon himself yira and rotzoin during eating, he continues to be able to draw the spirit of Hashem upon himself at all times. And that's what gives him the ability to elevate and to refine his eating, to change it from Meichel Behema to Meichel Odom, from animal type eating, animalistic type eating, to human type eating. Ad sheyizke l'maichel odom b'shleimus, till finally he will be zeichet to get to the level of maichel odom completely. Shezeh b'chinas sfiras oimer u'shvuos. This is the concept of what a Jew is involved in during the 49 days of the oimer and the holiday of Shavuos. Shemakrivim bohem tchilo oimer soirim, maichel behema. At first we bring a sacrifice of barley, which is animal food. And afterwards on Shavuos, we bring a korban, two loaves that come from wheat, human food. Why? Ki b'tchil al yidei akrovas oimer usfiro mevarerin meichel behemo al yidei shemamshichin horas hadas shelat tzadik hanal. Because during the 49 days of the Omer, and when we bring that Korban Omer, we refine the animal food by drawing upon ourselves the Das of the Tzaddik, which gives us the ability, Shegam betoikef hayerida, afilu boharuach shtus mamish, afilu b'maychal behema, gam shom nimtza Hashem Yisborach Hanal. The Tzaddik is the one who conveys to us that even when a person's on the lowest of levels, even when he's on the level of Maychal behema, Hashem is still there with him. He can still plug into Hashem. V'gam shom yecholim lizkos b'shas achilosoi lahoras haratzon. And even there, he has the ability, while eating, to be zoche to heoras haratzon. Ki horatzon chofshi tomid. Because ratzon is something that's always available. It's free. Ki hu b'chinas yovel hagodol. It corresponds to the level called Yovel, the 50th level, B'chinas Shar HaMishim, Shekol Odom Yotzei Shom L'Cheirus, where any Jew that plugs into that 50th level becomes free. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, Ashrecho Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chorin, fortunate is that land whose king is a free man, V'sarayich bo es yechelu, and whose princes eat properly, eat at the right time. So we see that through proper eating, through achila digdusha, a person is zoicha to this cheirus, to a certain freedom. As is explained in the chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 7, Likutei Moran Tanina. Ayin Shom Heitev, study it very, very well, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this, Lekashrei Lekol Anal, to bind that chapter, that paragraph, to all the other paragraphs. Hainu, Rabbi Nosson Zal says this means, Shafilu Bo'oimek Golusoy Hamar V'Hamor Moid, Shenis, even when a person finds himself in a super bitter exile, in a super low level, Shenise L'Toich Ruach Shtus Kozeh, whereby he has wandered off the path, off the track, and he finds himself swimming in stupidity, in ruach shtus, hein b'inyan machshavos v'hirhura v'roimoid, whether it be the bad thoughts that are enveloping him and that are swimming around in him, hein b'inyan haparnoso, or whether it be in his swimming in the sea of parnosa, you know, trying to find a life raft, trying to find a way to earn a living. Where sometimes a person finds that he has fallen from holy trust in Hashem, and he finds himself putting his trust in all kinds of false things, nonsense. As the Pasuk says, that the people were picking the man with shatu, with shtus, with foolishness. Bishtusa, gam shom yamshich al atzmai horas harotzoin, and even while a person finds himself in such a low level, he still has the ability to draw upon himself this horas harotzoin. Shenimshach b'sharoshoi mei oilam acherus, which originates, this horas harotzoin originates from the Oilam HaCheirus, that's the term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, the world of freedom. Mibchinas Yovel, Bchinas Shar HaMishim, the 50th level. Ki afal pikein ani roitze barotzein chozok l'ashem yisborach. Because the person says to himself, I don't care, no matter what. I don't care what has happened to me and what's happening to me and what I'm going through. I still want to come close to Hashem. Because the true tzaddikim have already made me realize that Hashem is always with me, always, everywhere, no matter where I fall. Because Hashem's glory is everywhere. And when a person has that kind of attitude, he's able to draw das and rotzain upon himself always, no matter what his predicament is. Even when he finds himself on a level of eating maichel behema. Lahavdil, I would give an example. Let's say a person a religious Jew who eats really for the sake of holiness, he eats to have strength to serve Hashem, then suddenly one day there's a birthday party, they invite him somehow, and they're serving ice cream. And he's sitting there eating ice cream with all the little children. And he says to himself, well, what am I doing here? This isn't what Hashem created me for. Hashem didn't create me to sit around and eat ice cream on a Wednesday. If you have ice cream on a Shabbos, on a Yom, it's one thing. You know, it's special. There's a holiness to it. You're showing respect for the day by eating extraordinary foods that you don't normally eat. But on a regular Wednesday, just because some guy went into a store and he saw an ice cream that he liked and he bought himself and he insists that I share it with him and I'm sitting here eating this ice cream with him, I feel like a cow. I don't feel like a person. A person eats with a cheshbon. A person knows, I want to learn for the next 4 hours. But the point is that if while the person is eating, so this ice cream to the person at that moment is a bechina of Michael Behema. He's looking at it like he's acting foolish doing this. But Rav Nosson Zal writes here that a Jew has the ability anytime, anywhere, in any predicament, to say, one second, Hashem, I'm with you. Hashem, I'm your. I want to be with you. I want to come close to you. And if a person focuses on that, while he's eating Michael Behema, even he's not in shul, he's not sitting in front of a Gemara, he's not on a spiritual trip, he's sitting eating ice cream like any 6.5-year-old kid, and it's running down his face, you know, and still he has the right thoughts. He's focused. He understands that what does he want? He understands that that Rabbeinu Zal writes that eating is a time of Heiras HaRotzon. Eating is a time when a person can feel an inspiration of desire to want to be close to Hashem, and he activates that at that time. So he's reaching out to Hashem even during the Michael Behema, even while he's on the Darg of eating Michael Behema, he's plugging into that Heiras HaRotzon. Of course, if he speaks Divrei Torah at that time, or if he does other things, he makes a bracha with kavonet, so all of these things are plugging into Hashem. But we're talking about a specific attitude that he keeps in mind, a consciousness that he never loses. And even when he does lose it, the second he reminds himself, oh, I fell again, I'm back to being a behemoth,